In his final book, Where Do We Go From Here? Chaos or Community, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. states, "The ultimate weakness of violence is that it is a descending spiral, begetting the very thing it seeks to destroy. Instead of diminishing evil, it multiplies it. Darkness cannot drive out darkness. Only light can do that. Hate cannot drive out hate. Only love can do that." Civil rights and human dignity are inextricably linked. As citizens, we're guaranteed certain unalienable rights, but that they are guaranteed doesn't mean they're free. My ancestors, blood, cultural, philosophical, suffered and died to secure these rights for me. And though they've been won, they still aren't free. The rights I've inherited are forfeit if I don't live with that same dignity. It is a perpetually tenuous condition, but that, as another ancestor said, is the price of the ticket. More than half a century later, King's question is as relevant and challenging, perhaps considering what we, a people, have experienced since, more so. It reveals an alarming uncertainty, especially if one considers how technology has allegedly brought us closer to one another, to our past and futures, our great archives, our topical and trivial pursuits. Perhaps we don't live in either realm, but within the overlap of those concentric spheres. After the past month, I wonder if we're closer to the abyss than the mountaintop. Many have heard or read the NRA's Wayne LaPierre's opinions. He believes you can't legislate morality, and I offer another quote of Dr. King's. "It is true that behavior cannot be legislated, and legislation cannot make you love me, but legislation can restrain you from lynching me. It's brutally clear to me. We have to have thorough and punitive gun laws, or the body count will continue to grow, and people, all people, regardless of demographic, will have to bury their dead." While others might not share Mr. LaPierre's particular Second Amendment views, they share a general confusion about their rights, their freedoms. Again, our rights assist our dignity, and our dignity informs our rights, and our freedom is bound to this.